So Billy, please go ahead.
Good evening. As I said, my name is Billy Ord from The Hague Online. I had a look at the motion. As we know, the motion is the Dutch are losing their outward-looking reputation. And my view is that I think the Dutch are losing their outward-looking reputation. But I suppose how I started to look at the motion, I looked at what is actually the definition of outward-looking. And three items which include outward-looking are looking beyond oneself, open-mindedness, and reaching out to others. And I myself now been living in Holland, really in The Hague, for the last 18 years. And I believe that in the 18 years I've been living here, that the Dutch are less outward-looking, they look less beyond themselves, are less open-minded, and are not reaching out to others as much as in the past. And I think some of this comes through, you know, I'm a child probably of the 60s and the 70s, when I would say for most people in the UK, I would say the Netherlands was considered one of the most liberal countries in the world. And I would say an example to other countries. If we look at sort of the first looking beyond ourselves, you know, in the times I've been here, I'd like to give three examples, which I think illustrates how the Dutch have stopped looking outwards and more inwards. And the first is the inburgering. I don't know how many know, but this was introduced in 2005 in the Netherlands, and that means that foreigners, mainly from non-Western countries, have to take an exam comprising of, in parts, Dutch language and culture. And I think whilst a lot of people can say that knowing the language of your new country is important or very useful, I think it seemed, although an exception for that is expats, people like myself, I think one of the issues is defining Dutch culture. And yeah, for most of us, we used to think that Dutch had a very open culture and was very welcoming of new ideas. And one of the things, and especially when you see that now in the three largest cities in the Netherlands, over 50% of the inhabitants are non-Dutch nationals. And when you look a bit at the inburgering and what it says about Dutch culture, you tend to feel it's a Dutch culture which is of a predominantly white Dutch people living here in this country at the moment. And so you tend to feel, is that really the culture of the new Holland which is emerging at the moment? Yeah. So that's, you know, for me, there's a trend that probably the Netherlands is looking back towards a so-called golden era. In the last 10 years, there's been a growth in, nationalistic right-wing parties in the Netherlands. It began in the beginning of this millennium with, first with a party from Pim Fortuyn. Then you could say it's followed a bit by Rita Verdonk with Trots op Netherlands. And now we have Geert Wilders with the Party for Freedom. And perhaps one of the sort of what these parties have in common is a mistrust of the Islam religion. So I think that also means that we're not looking beyond. It is, an important religion in the world. And I think to be antagonistic to this religion, I think, isn't the way that the Netherlands should be moving forward. The other thing also where I think is not looking outwards is to do with the Dutch language. I'm an expat living in The Hague, where in one respect the local municipality here is actively promoting an international environment for businesses and for international organizations. And when I came here 18 years ago, I would say people far more tolerant, and I'd say myself, of expats with very little knowledge of Dutch. But I think I notice now a bubbling undercurrent that basically expats and all other, foreigners, there's more an expectation that they actually learn the Dutch language than before. So that's things in which I'm saying the Dutch are not, I would say looking more inward than beyond themselves. If we talk about open-mindedness, I would say that, as I said before, the Dutch were considered extremely open-mindedness. Coming from the UK, their drug laws. Now you could say, mainly due maybe to happy tourists being too enthusiastic about taking advantage of the liberal drug laws here, they're seeking to increase the restrictions with regards to buying and using soft drugs. And in one respect, it's a pity that you think that the Dutch now have given up the fight to get their neighbours actually to become more liberal, which I think is a pity. The other thing which I find in terms of open-mindedness is a big furore over dual nationality. I find it, for a so-called open-minded country to outlaw dual nationality, I find rather strange, especially in a time where we're becoming more and more multicultural. And I think to a lot of people, they do belong to more than one country. You know, I know a lot of people, for instance, especially in the expat community, you know, they could have a French father and an Italian mother, and their children are born in Holland. Yeah, what nationality are they? Is it that important? You know, what is the big deal about being a dual national? And also, so that's to do with the open-mindedness, and also I'd say with reaching out to others. I would say that sort of in terms of aid and charity, the Dutch have always actually been one of the most progressive in terms of aid and charity. And if you look over the last few years, the Dutch governments have been trying to reduce overseas aid. And with regards to Europe, I think the Dutch are becoming more like the British in their attitude to Europe, which is what is in it for us. And it appears that they consider some of the Southern European neighbours not worthy of being members of, I would say, a wealthy and progressive Europe. And I think that's, I would say, is sad. And and it also, it's not very open-minded, and it's also not reaching out to others. And I think that's also what has changed in the Netherlands. And also, I would say, another issue which is similar is immigration and asylum seekers. Over the years, the Dutch has tried to make it far more difficult for immigration, and I think especially for partners to come here and to live, and also for just in general immigration. However, I think that while I believe that the Dutch is becoming less outward looking, I also think it's a European trend, and it also may be connected now with our current economic climate. Thank you.